Hey, it's Tax Clips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sue in Nevada with a couple of questions. I inherited rental property and must prepare for the 2008 tax return. Do I use fair market value as the cost basis in figuring out the depreciation? Also, how do I calculate depreciation? Well, Sue, that's a nifty thing to inherit. Rental property is a source of income and it's a learning experience. Yes, you use the fair market value at the date of death. You will have to split out the value of the land at the date of death because you simply can't depreciate land. If your appraiser or the trustee or the executor of the estate had enough foresight to provide a valuation for the various components of the property, such as the elevator, the appliances, furnishings, and so forth, you may be able to depreciate those components much more rapidly. Otherwise, you're stuck depreciating the residential property over 27 and a half years, or, since you didn't mention it, if it's commercial property, the life is typically 39 years, though at times it could be as low as 31 and a half years. You can read more about the tax aspects of residential property in IRS Publication 527, and you can read more about the rules for depreciation in IRS Publication 946. You'll also find the tables for the calculation. If you have no experience with rental property taxes, then at least for the first year, work with an experienced tax professional. Ask them to set up the first year and show you how to do it yourself for future years. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about rental property and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.